Oh yeah, there you go. Yeah, this has low or whatever it is, and you can shift it up and down. And often I find myself having to do that quite a bit because it's just like, cool, I'm gonna cram you in the tallest possible gear, and you'll have absolutely no power. And then you give yourself a little bit more gas, and then the turbo spools up, it drops a couple gears, and then the thing just kind of goes with a little bit more authority than you asked for. So it doesn't really know what it wants, which is always exciting. I don't really care for it, but it gets me from point A to point B. I don't have to pay for the gas or anything in it, so that's a plus, so can't complain about it too much. It does need some tires, though. I have noticed that. But preferably, I really prefer the all-wheel drive system on my Beamer. It's actually fully mechanical, and it doesn't even have a center diff. It's got some weird planetary gear set in it that splits the torque at a fixed rate from the front and rear. And you're going to get 40% power in the front, 60% in the back, like it or not, and it's going to stay that way regardless of the front slipping or the rear slipping at all times. It's not like the Subaru old mechanical stuff, which is kind of nice because it's kind of weird because you'll come up to a corner and, you know, most people, their instincts would be you press the brakes to slow down. But that just makes you understeer like crazy. You let off and it starts to turn. You give it some more gas and then the back end rotates a little bit and then it just kind of points where you want it to go. Which is nice for drivers that know what they're doing, but for people that don't really know what they're doing, that'll probably throw them for a real loop.